Okay, we're in Daf Yud Gimel tonight. Oh, I nearly forgot. Fern is sponsoring the Daf tonight. One second.
No, not tonight. Yom Kippur.
Not tonight? Okay.
No,
so
Yom Kippur.
Scratch that. Okay. So Yud Gimel, today's Daf Yud Gimel. That'll be tomorrow night, Fern? Fern, tomorrow night?
Yom Kippur, Thursday.
Oh, on Yom Kippur. Okay. I got it. Okay. So we're in Daf Yud Gimel tonight. Let me get back to you debate some of these. Everybody, let's all focus. So first you're talking about taking Trumas and Masros on Yantiv. I need everybody's attention. 12b, Yud Beis, Amud Beis, okay? So there's an easier Durabanan to separate Truma and Maaser on Yantiv or on Shabbos. It's considered on a Durabanan level a type of tikkun, like you're fixing the food. And as a result of that, as part of the Gzeri, you're not allowed to give Truma and Maaser to a Kohen or to a Levi either. All right. So there's a whole machloket in the Mishnah, but I'm just going to take the part that we need for tonight. If you look at the seventh very wide line on Yud Beis Amud Beis, you see where it says Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yud Beis Amud Beis, 12b, the seventh very wide line. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lo Nechlu Beit Shammai Hillel Matano Shemuli Fin, he says that there's no machloket in Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel concerning Matanot. Matanot is whenever you shech meat, in other words, if you shech a chulin animal, nothing to do with kadshim or anything like that, there are certain four cuts of the meat you have to give to the Kohen. The Zro L'Chayayim Akeva. You have to give the right foreleg, the jaw, and the maw. It's one of the stomachs. You have to give it to the Kohen. And then there's also a din by Hafrash Chala. So, in other words, we take it that since Al Pi Halacha, you're allowed to shech an animal on Yantiv, and you're allowed to knead dough, at which point you'll be Mafrish Chala. So, Mela, it must be that you're allowed to also give those matanot, otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat the animal or you wouldn't be able to eat the challah. So that's not part of the gzeira. So he says, so lo nechlu b'chamit lo matanot shemolichin, there's no machloket matanot, not only will I separate it out, but I'll give it to the Kohen. Lo nechlu la truma, but the machloket regards truma, meaning truma that I previously separated prior to the yantiv. That Beit Shammai says, I absolutely not allowed to deliver truma that I previously separated. And Beit Hillel says, I have a green light to do that. But Kachayu Beit Hillel done, and this is the way Beit Hillel would argue. He says, Chala matano matano the Kohen. The Chala, Haprash Chala, and matano are both gifts to the Kohen. Utruma matano the Kohen. Truma is also a matano the Kohen. Shmuelikin and matano, just like we see, have a green light. Give matano means the Zrola of Hayam the Keva and the Haprash Chala to the Kohen. So too, I can give the truma. Rulahim Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai said to Beit Hillel, no, that's not the case. Then the two are inappositely, we would say. If you had the argument by Matano, this is a Kaiba Ramatan. It was there, you have a green light to separate them out. In other words, if you check the animal, you'll separate the Matano, and then as a matter of course, you give it to the Kohen. If you need the dough, you'll separate the challah, you'll give it to the Kohen. Tomru, but truma, she's a type of ramato. But by truma, there's never a time that you have a green light to separate the truma. In other words, truma, by definition, would be something that you had, completed the processing before yantiv. So the chiyuv for truma didn't click in on yantiv. It clicked in before yantiv. So you don't have a green light to deliver it. Okay. All right. Let me just slip down to the bottom of the page, and then I'll continue on a little bit. We're on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Around 10 lines to the bottom, at the two dots. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Mar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda says in Shmuel Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, meaning Rabbi Yossi's version of the Machloket. So it comes up. Let's focus on Beit Hillel because Halacha is always like Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel holds that and they both agree. I can give the in other words, everybody agrees that I can give the Matanot and the Challah and separate it. But Beit Hillel holds I can also give Truma that I previously separated. Rav Tuvi, the son of Rav Nechemia, had a barrel of wine of truma on Yantiv. If he came before Rav Yosef, am I allowed to give this barrel of wine to a Kohen today on Yantiv? So he said to him, he says, Rav Yudah said, and Mele Beit Hillel says you could give it. So Gekus and Tehid, you can give it. Okay. Now, the next piece of the Gemara is subject to connection with our Mishnah. Okay. So any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Say again. You're not allowed to be mafrish truma, though we'll see some opinions coming up, which will be a little bit different. But you're not allowed to be mafrish truma. The only question is, can I give the truma that I previously separated. Okay? All right, let's take a look at the Gemara. So Ishpazichna means like his host, like it could be like the landlord, the host, whatever. Rabba Rav Hanan, he had a bundle of charla, like a mustard stalks. He says, so he said, what's the halacha? Am I allowed to crush them and eat them on Yantav? That crushing would be, we think, would potentially be a malach of dash. But if you look at Rashi, two lines above where it gets wide in Rashi, his mother Faruqa Sharvitin and the stalks, so let's see a Zera Biyom Tov, and take out the seeds, the mustard seeds on Yantav. Mishari Biyom Tov, Shita Vikabishol, is this permissible? Let me just make sure everybody's muted because I hear somebody. Okay, so is this permissible, like shechita and bishul, like slaughtering and cooking, which you're allowed to do on Yantiv, like Karochal Nefesh? But Dilma came to Efshar Meir of Yantiv Lo, the told the bishul, or perhaps this is prohibited. We'll see in tomorrow's daf, Netter, that there are certain, if it's the type of malacha you could not have done before Yantiv, that cuts more towards being matirit. If the type of malacha you could easily, without any detriment to the food, done it before Yantiv, then that cuts towards not being allowed on Yantiv. So the question is, with these mustard seeds, which one do they fall under? Which category do they fall under? Anyway, so he asked them, am I allowed to crush like these pods to get the mustard seeds out? Okay, so the Gemara says, Lohaba Biyade. So he didn't know the answer. So Atla coming to Rava. So Rava Barav Hanan, who was one who was asked the question, he came before Rava, two Ravas here. Says Amarle, Rava said to him, Molin Malilo, that you're allowed to be Molin Malilo to take the grains and rub them to remove the husks on Yantiv. Umafark and kidney, even crushed kidney oat would be the beans and the legumes on Yantiv. So, in other words, yeah, you have a green light to do it. That's basically what he said. Epe Abayis, once you see Rav Abayis, usually not too far away, and here he is. Epe Abayis asked the question against Rav from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Molin Malilo, Mayor of Shabbat. If a person on a Friday, he took the grains and he rubbed them to remove the husks. The next day on Shabbat, he could take those grains and like fan them, like throw them from one hand to another with a view of getting rid of the husks. In other words, he wants to get rid of the chaff. So getting rid of the chaff is only a block of boder, but he wants to do it in a way that's permissible. So he could do it like small amounts from miyad liyad. That's what the Tana of the Braisa says. He says, but it's not allowed to use a kinon as like a funnel or a tamchui is a plate. In other words, that would be like the kalim, that's a more sophisticated way of doing the borer. So I could do the borer in a small amount, sort of like in not the normal fashion, kla'acharyad. Just a minute, please, let's just take notes and write it down, and then I'll pause and ask questions, okay? So then the Braisa continues on. A molel melilot me'erev yantiv. If a person rubs the husks on erev yantiv, before it was erev Shabbos, now it's erev yantiv, and yantiv is one we're interested in. L'machar, the next day in yantiv, menapeach al yad. So here al yad, before it was miyad al-yad, from one hand to the other. Here it's al yad. I could do it in small amounts. I could do it, al yad means in small amounts, v'ochel, and I can eat it, or I can even use the kinon as the funnel or the tamfui. In other words, I don't have to like fan it with my hands. I could even do like the kinon and the tamfui. That would be for smaller amounts of a little bit of tavla, a little bit of a little bit of bar. But I can't use the tavla as like this larger plate. I can't use the nav of the kvar, the coarse sieve, the fine sieve. That would be like for a larger amount. I'm afraid that people will suspect that I'm doing malacha on yantiv for after yantiv. But the main point is that the Braisa says, may Erev Yantiv in Biyom Tov Lo. The point is that the Braisa says that on Erev Yantiv, I can be molel melilot. And we assume the same thing would be with the crushing of the mustard seeds. I could have to do it on Erev Yantiv, the implication being Biyom Tov Lo, that on Yantiv itself, I cannot do it. So again, we had the tenant, he came to Rabbi Baruch Han, and he said, can I take these stalks of the mustard seed on Yantiv? Can I crush them and get the mustard seeds? And then Rabbi Rochanan asked Rabbi said you could do it. And so Abayis asked him from the Braisa. The Braisa says, I can only take the grains and roll them to get the husks off the grain on Erev Yantiv, but apparently not on Yantiv. So the Gemara says, or Rabbi's answering, Afilu Tema B'Yantiv. You could argue that the Tana of the Braisa holds that I could do it on Yantiv as well. Why is it Erev Yantiv? I did Tana Reshim Erev Shabbat. In the first case, he's seeking me to din by Shabbos. There he's got to say Erev Shabbos. There's no way you could do it on Shabbos. So he's Erev Shabbos. So Tana Sefer Nami Erev Yantiv. So the Tana teaches also for consistency of language, he says Erev Yantiv, but in Akanami Rabba says the Tana holds that on Yantiv, I could take it and I could crush it and get those seeds. In the case of the mustard, in the case of the grains, I'll roll them to remove the husk from it. Okay? All right. I was going to go further. Who's got, you had a question before? What's up? Abe? You good? Anybody have any questions? What's up? Yeah, what's up? Right. Correct. No. In other words, Borer is one of the Lama Tet Malafa.
You're saying Truma, right?
Oh, it's Truma. I'm so sorry. I misunderstood. I'm sorry. Truma, you're just separating Truma?
Yeah, in other words, is it concerned that you're going
to be able to... Well, no. Again, so removing the Truma from food, we said it's a dinner, it came late. We said it's a din de rabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition of metaking. I'm metaking the food. Before, I can't eat the food. Now that I separate the truma, I can eat the food. That's a type of tikkun. I'm fixing the food. So it's prohibited. It's prohibited on a rabbinic level. Okay, that's what we said. What's up? What do you do with the grain?
They chew it. The raw grain.
The raw grain.
Yeah, so,
Right. In other words, Michael is right. You might want to eat the grain the way it is, or even cook the grains, or parch the grains. Okay, let's just see further in the Gemara. I want to get the main points, then we'll pick up the side issues along the way, hopefully later on. Okay, so now the Gemara hooks into a different topic, but this is what connects it to our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, two lines from the bottom. Kim Atsinu Truma Shazakai Baharamato. So if this is all correct, we see that there. If in other words, I have these grains, and here the Tana of the Mishnah is teaching me that on Yontif there's a way for me to take the husk off the grains, and now the grains are ready to be eaten. And presumably, at that point, I would take truma from it. I'm not going to eat it until I've separated from truma. So now I have a case where I'm apparently allowed to separate truma from food on Yontif. That's the way. That's where we're applying from the Braisa. So in came on some truma shizakai baharamata. So that's the case from the Braisa. We see a case where I am allowed to take truma from food on Yontif Utanan. But in our Mishnah, we learned, and this was a give and take between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. So in the Mishnah, it's Beit Hillel saying to Beit Shammai, but you just need the sentence Utanan lo martin betruma sheinu zakai baharamata b'chulei. So Beit Hillel says to Beit Shammai, truma is in a different category. You're not allowed to take truma. So the question is, what's the story with this? From the Bryce, it sounds like I could take the Truma, but the Mishnah says, Beit Hillel says to Beit Shammai, and everybody accepts that I can't take the Truma. So the Gemara says, there's no contradiction between this Bryce and our Mishnah. Top line in the Gimel and Aleph, Ha Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda. That last Bryce follows the opinion of Rebbe, and we'll see Rebbe will hold that I could take the Truma under these circumstances. Ha Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda, but our Mishnah follows the ton of Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda, who holds I can't take the Truma. That's what we think. So the Gemara says the Tani. We learn the Braisa, and now we'll see Machlokin Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Let's just review a halakha. When it comes to Truman Meister, there are two key elements. One is I become chayv in Truman Meister when I do miruach, right? I pile up the grain, and then I smooth them out. It's miruach, and it also has to be roa pnei avayim. See, it's a house. They bring it into the house. When I do those things, it becomes chayv on a Duraisa level in Truman Meister. Okay, so let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says the Tanya, but under the Braisa, if I brought in stalks of wheat with intent to turn it into dough. So now if I'm going to turn it into dough, obviously I'm going to take the grain and then I'm going to pile it up and then it'll be yantiv. And then presumably I'm going to take that grain and then turn it into dough on yantiv. That's the way we think. He says, I take out the yantiv. No yantiv with this. Skip the yantiv. That's the part about Yantiv. I'm just taking the grain because I want to make dough. That's the part about Yantiv. If these people are not stopping an Isa, so I'm only allowed to snack on it because since I'm going to process it, so there's a dinter rabbanan and I can only snack on it until I process it, in which case I have to take the masters. He says, now, but let's say my intent is just like to. Is just to roll it, to take the husk off. So I'm never going to do a miruach with it. I'm not going to process it any more than this. I'm just bringing it in because I'm just going to like roll it in my hand. And like Michael was saying, eat the grains the way they are, whatever, the moldavan. He says, the melilo. So Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe is Mechayev me on Trumas and Mastros, even though I'm not fully processing it. Rebbe views this as the full processing. Rebbe will take it. This is the full processing. I never intend to do miruach with it. I intend to, you know, just roll it in my hand and then eat the grains that way. So Rebbe says, if that's the case, I'm chayiv in truma samazros. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda poter. Rebbe Yossi says, no, that's not the full process. You never brought it in, so you're not chayiv in truma samazros with it. So the way we think, that the braisa that we learned before that says you'll roll it and we want to say that, and you'll presumably take truma, that'll go like Rebbe. Rebbe says it's chayiv and truma that way, so that price will be like Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, there is a situation where I could end up with the food becoming chayiv truma. In other words, the idea is truma normally is chayiv before yantiv. Normally, the way you're passing before yantiv, but as chayiv before yantiv, so I should separate it before yantiv. That's the way it normally goes. It's hard to imagine a case where it is chayiv on yantiv. So we had the case with the matanos, I shepherded the animal the other day, and then I came chayiv on yantiv, I'm separating and give it. And then we had the case with the hafrash and challah, I'm eating the dough, and then it's chayiv and give it. But with regular truma, I never thought that I would have a case like this. So the Gemara says that the braisa has that you'll bring the tua in, and with intent just to roll it in your hands and remove the hus, and then you'll be permitted to eat it. So Mela, that braisa we think goes according to Rebbe. Rebbe says that I'm chayiv in truma under those circumstances. Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda says I'm not chayiv in truma. So that braisa goes like Rebbe, and our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda. So Mela, there is never a case where I become chayiv in truma on yantiv. Let's see further in the Gemara. So one line four. Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda nam mashpachad lo. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even with Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda, I can come up with a case where it will be chayiv on truma on yantiv. How so? Let's say I brought the grain into the house with intent that I'm going to process it into dough, meaning I'm going to make a big pile with it, and then I'll obviously have to crush the dough and make the dough. The nimla, and so in other words, when it was roa pnei abayit, it came into the house, I had a certain thing, I had in mind a certain process. It's going to be led that way in a way that it will become chayiv and trumas. The nimla chaleim lamolan the yom tov. And then on yantiv, I change my mind and I say, skip it. I'm just going to roll this grain and eat the grain the way it is. He says, the tabla biyome. At that point in time, according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, it will be chayiv. So even though, in other words, he didn't bring it there, lamolama. He didn't bring it his intent in bringing the grain into the house was not to roll the grain. His intent was to pile it up into a pile and then process it and turn it into dough. That was his intent. And then he changed his mind during the course of yantiv. So then, even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that you are chayiv in truma, since when you brought it into the house, it was your intent, like to do the, you know, to the processing with the grain. And then later on, you change your mind. So, but now your processing is complete. You will become chayiv. So we do have a case, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, where somebody will become chayiv with truma on yantiv. So that if that's the case, so then how do we explain the line in the Mishnah where Beit Hillel says to Beit Shammai, truma is in a different category. You never become chayiv and truma on yantiv. Here we have a case we would. So the Gemara says, Elamai truma, what did Beit Hillel mean when it said you never become chayiv and truma? Rove truma means most truma. In other words, you can come up with a, you know, unusual case, like a Yotze Dolphin case, where you will become chayiv and truma on yantiv, but 99% of the time you will not be chayiv and truma on yantiv, and that's what Beit Hillel was saying that way. All right, now everybody good so far? Okay, let's go further. Now Amar Abaye, now machloket b'shibalim. So focusing on this machloket between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yehuda. They have a machloket b'shibolim. In other words, I brought in like these ears of grain. But let's say I'm bringing in beans, kitniot, but beans are like in a pot or whatever. He says, there, everybody would agree that bundling the stems or whatever, you know, like the isurayta would be the stalks that have all these beans on them, that is the machayev, and then it is tavel with it. Now, again, the beans would be only truman and master on a drabanan level, or at least according to some Rishonim, there's only on the derisa level dock on Kirish Nitzhar, the grain, the wine, and the oil is only on a Torah level. But the beans would be chayiv. So we think that everybody would agree that when it comes to beans, that's the machayiv. In other words, the beans, I don't necessarily have to pile it up into a pile or anything like that. In other words, the beans, it's taken that the processing is complete. In other words, I'm bringing it in the bundles and I'll just roll them or whatever, and that's the end of that's enough for the processing. So the Gemara says that's so that's what.
But what about Maria?
Just one minute. Let's just wait 1 minute, okay? I'll pause another 10 lines, okay? Okay, let's keep the thought. So the Gemara says, "Can you have to be right to the tablo?" So the Gemara says, "Lame of Asayalei." Should we say that Abaye is supported by the following Mishnah, Masechet Trumot? The Mishnah says, "Mishelu chavile tiltan shel tevel." If a person has stalks of tiltan, tiltan is fenugreek of tevel. Hareza koteish umachashev kamazeri yishman. So he crushes it and he makes a calculation of how many seeds he's got in this fenugreek. Umafri shalazera, and then he separates out truma, you know, based on how much of the seeds he has. He doesn't make a calculation how much of the stems he has, just how many of the seeds he has. So my love, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudahi, so is it not that Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudah, the Amar Hatam Lo Tavla? In other words, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudah says that by the ears of grain, so he says not Tavla, because if I bring it in just to roll it, it's not Tavla. That's what we learned above in the Brisa on the top of the Amud. Ha Tavla, and here the Mishnah is saying that notwithstanding the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by grain it's not tevel. Here by the beans it is tevel. So the Gemara says, "No, not necessarily the case. I could say it's Rebbe. I could say that Mishnah follows Rebbe. So Rebbe says I'm chayev with truma if I have the grains and I want to roll the grains, and he also holds with the beans as also. So I Rebbe my year yitiltan afilu shibal and nami. So what's the chiddush with Rebbe? They come with the beans, even the grain which is chiv deraisa he holds at the chayev." Elamai, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So then the alternative, it goes like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. But if that's the case, he should teach me the other beans. The other beans are sometimes piled up, but even Tiltan, that's more of a Kiddush. He should teach me that even though the other beans, which are, you know, frequently piled up, they still become Chayev as soon as he brings them to the house with, you know, tend to roll it. He says here, Lucy Brash, he says, He says, the Gemara says, no, the Kiddush is with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tana wants to be against the Tiltan, since the wood, the stem tastes the same as the bean, sounds like an etrog, he says, Lifrosh namia eitzo. So I would think that I should also be mechuyev to separate truma for the stems as well. Kamashmalan. So kamashmalan, not this way. Okay, let me just one second. Okay, we'll review in 1 second. Okay. 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 So I'll review a little and then we'll get you, Bernie. Like, I see you don't look too happy. Okay. Are you happy? Okay. All right, now, yes, nice smile. Okay. Now. Okay. So we've been talking about when we were shifting over a little bit as to when food becomes chayv and trum, basically, is what this sugi is about at this point in time. It's not so much like the only thing comes up is in the conversation with the Hilbe Shammai, the Hilbe Shammai. That food never becomes chayv and truma on Yantif. That was the whole connection to the whole sugya. But we're really focusing on when food becomes chayv and truma. So we said, in order to become chayv and truma, at Masrod, it has to have miruach. I have to have usually like the leveling of the piles, and then roa pnei abaya, and then it sees the inside of the house, and then it's chayv in it. So notwithstanding those requirements, we saw earlier in the Brisa that it was machlokin Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say a person brings grain in to the house, the intent just to roll it and never to pile it up into a pile. So Rebbe holds, notwithstanding the fact you never intend to pile up in a pile and do it that way, it's still chayev and truma because this is what you intend to do with it. That's the end process for you. So Mela, that counts as a key of truma, and that's according to Rebbe. And Rabbi Yosef Rehuda says, no, you're not chayev and truma and masrod in that circumstance on a derisa level. All right. So then the Gemara hooked into a Mishnah in the Masechet Trumot. It said about if a person has chavilei tiltan shel tevel, if a person has stalks of fenugreek, which is a type of vegetable, so it's simple shot, it's chayv trumas masrod on a drabanan level. So he says that He says, "Hareza kotesh mukachet kamizari yeshven." So a person will crush it and calculate how much seed he has in it, and then he'll give it. So the Gemara wants to say, isn't that Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, even though Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds by the grain, you're not chayev, but here by the tiltan, he holds you would be chayev, because the vegetables, a lot of times, are processed differently. In other words, some people do pile them up, and other people don't pile it up, and that would be the chiddush that the Mishnah would be teaching. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe it's like Rebbe. So the Gemara says, if it's like Rebbe, what's he telling me about the tiltan? Even the grain, I'm chayev, you know, the expedited fashion. So the Gemara says, right, it's Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda. So why does he teach me tiltan? Why does he teach me the other vegetables? More of a chiddush with the other vegetables, which sometimes are piled up. So he says, no, the chiddush with tiltan is that tiltan, the vegetable tastes the same as the stem of the plant. And so the Tana Mishnah says, I only have to separate truma based on the vegetable, not on the seeds, not on the stem. So that's the chiddush that the Gemara teaches me. Okay. Okay, well, Fern had a question first, and I'll come to you, Aaron Moshe. Fern's been patient. Okay, what do you got for me, Fern?
The fact that you have to, what is it called, meruach, to smooth it
meruach.
Out?
Meruach is the leveling out the piles, meruach.
Is that a deraita or derabanan?
That's deraita.
So how can you push that aside and say, maybe I'm rolling, maybe I'm this?
Well,
the trigger for making it subject to truma?
Well, the idea is that the processing has to be complete. That's the idea, that the processing has to be complete. So normally that's how the processing would be complete. But according to Rebbe...
So that's just code for completing the process?
In other words, that would be the normal way the grain would be processed. Let me just take a look. One second. If you look at the fifth narrow line in Rashi, okay, Rebbe Mechayev. So he says, the fifth narrow line in Rashi in the upper right hand corner. Rebbe Mechayev Truma Shlo Yuchami Hanaroi. Rebbe says it's Chayim Truma. You can't snack on it. Adshi Afrish to separate out Truma. Lefishach Nasa Tan B'Shibalin He Gemar Malachtan. In this case, Rebbe holds where I never intend to fully process it with the pile of grain, bring it in the shibalim. That's the gemar malacha. Change sofa on the goli de goren acher v'zeu gornan. So this is the goren according to Rebbe, and this and when it was the different roots. So normally it would be miruach, but in this case where I'm just going to roll it in my hand, that's the legal equivalent of it. That's what Rebbe's saying.
And what if I wanted to leave it outside and it would not roe pnei abayit? Then it would not be subject to truma?
No, it's not chayiv. Not chayiv.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, wait. Aaron Moshe had it, then I'll come over here.
You could bring it through the side door, and it also won't be mechayiv in truma. You bring it to the garage.
There are car people, there are trucks, and things like that. Okay.
You mentioned that tiltel is like estrig, that it tastes, the stem tastes like the fruit. That would be true of adasim also, no?
Right, the estrog. Yes, the Gemara says it by the estrog. The Gemara says it by the estrog.
How about hadasim?
Hadasim, I don't know that the Gemara says that. I don't remember that the Gemara says it concerning hadasim, but by the estrog, the Gemara says it.
It tastes the same, but it doesn't have the smell or something. It doesn't have the aroma.
No. Hadasim have the smell, but not the taste. And the Gemara says that the tamar has the taste and not the smell. And the estrog has got the taste and the smell. All right. Now, normally this is talui in the sugya that we're just doing. So by grain, so I have to be ruach and I have to then roa panaya by it. That's normally the way it would go. In this instance, we saw that a person brings it in with intent to roll it in his hand. So I don't know how much he would have to bring in, but it sounds here, according to Rebbe, he's chayav that way. Because that's not what the Torah says. We follow what the Ribbono Shel Olam says, not the way other people say. So the way is that once the processing is complete and then it's roa penei abayit, then it's chayav and everything. Okay, all right. I got to move on. What's up? Really quickly, we're running out of time. Yes. in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a dinim in truma today. So you have to. They don't separate out. In other words, they separate out the truma, then they're poed to it, and then the money goes to Yam HaMelech. That's the way it's done. But it has shaychus today as well. We're running very much out of time. I have to break up. I'm sorry. I don't have time to answer the questions anymore because we're all out of time from questions. Okay. I have to move on. If I have time at the end, I'll try to talk a little more. Okay. Please forgive me. I need to move on. Okay. Let's look back in the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, we're ikid da amri. Okay, we're on 50 lines from the bottom. So ikid da amri. Others say amar abaye machloket b'shibalim. Abaye said there's a machloka between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe by the Shibalim. When I bring like the ears of grain in, about the kitnio, but if I bring in beans, they're going to call Isaraita lo tavla. Everybody holds with the beans. If I bring it with the stalks, it's not tavla, meaning it's not chayav in human mice there. So the Gemara says, Meitei, if that's the case, we ask a question from the same Mishnah we quoted above. Mishalo chavile tiltan shal tevel. If a person has stalks of fenugreek, which are tevel, which means it's untithed, but now it's going to be tithed, a race of koteh, he'll crush them. Umachashev, he'll estimate or he'll calculate out kamazari yishbahen, how many seeds are in there, umafrishal azera, ben umafrishal eitz. He'll calculate out the amount of truma meiser he has to give. My love, tevel tabel shal truma. Isn't it talking about that you're bringing these like stalks of grains, then you're going to crush them, and then they'll be chayiv and truma, and you're not going to make a pile of them or anything like that. So, lo, tevel tabel shal truma meiser could have gone rishim and lakish. No, that Mishnah will explain, according to this Sukkimta, is talking about when a Levi receives his maser rishon, he, the Levi, has to give 10% to the Kohen. So truma gedola is from the general crop. And then the 10% from the Levi is called truma meiser. That Mishnah is talking about truma meiser. This is the Amar Rav Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Maser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibalim, that sometimes if a Levi jumps the gun and he goes out to the farmer in the fields, he says, you know, I don't want to wait. Give me my Maser Rishon now. So Shemo Tovlo, the truma meiser. So the fact that it's called, in other words, here the farmer says, here's your Maser Rishon, Bamela, regardless of the state of processing, it's Chayiv and Trumas Maiser. So it could be that's what the Mishnah is talking about. What the Mishnah is talking about regular Truma is under certain circumstances, the Levi is obligated to give a Trumas Maiser because he preempted the whole process and got his Maser Rishon out earlier. And so then the farmer gave it to him. So then in those circumstances, the lady is hired to give Trumas Meiser right now. So the Gemara says, Kotei Shlamalei. So if that's the case, why is it the Tana says you crush it? He says, Lamalei, why can't the lady say to the Kohen, the way I got it, I'm giving it to you. Here's the stalks with the seeds in it. You get to go take it. You have your 10% there. So I'm a Rava Kanasa. So Rava says that's a penalty that's imposed on the Levi that he's got to do some processing for the Kohen. Tani Nami Haki, we learn a Brisa that supports this. The Brisa says, five lines from the bottom, Ben Levi Shtananu Lo Shibalim B'Masratav, if a Levi was given like the full ears of grain for his Maser, Osotan Goren, he has to like process it and turn into a Goren and then give the Truma Gedola to the Kohen. Anavim, if he received grapes, Osotan Yain, he has to process it into wine and then give the wine to the Kohen, 10%. Zaytim Osotan Shemen, if he received olives, he has to process it into olive oil and then Umafrishalein to a Meiser, but on the Kohen. And then in each one of these cases, he'll take out Truma Meiser and give it to the Kohen. Shame should Truma Gedola in and he tell it, turn page, top line on the base, Ela imina Goren on the Yekev. Just like regular Truma is normally, Goren is the threshing floor, Yekev is the wine vat. Kach Truma Meiser, so too Truma Meiser, which is the 10% that Levi is going to give the Kohen, and then you tell it, Ela imina Goren, it has to be given from a threshing floor. In other words, the Levi, if he chose, jump the gun. He chose, I can't wait for this. I'm going out to the farmer. I want my Maser Rishon. So now he's got to give Trumas Meiser regardless of the process, where it was in the process when he received it. But he, Levi, now as a penalty, he's got to process it more fully. He says, so the Gemara says, Mechashev Hamadida Boy. So the Gemara says, why does the Tana say he'll estimate? Mechashev means, I'll make like a rough estimate how much I give to him. it requires Medea, 10%. What's the estimate? So the Gemara says, Hamani Abba Lazar ben Gimel. That Mishnah follows Abba Lazar ben Gimel, which is an interesting name. Gimel is his father's name. He says, Abba Lazar ben Gimel. He says, the Tanya Abba Lazar ben Gimel Meir, but Achshav Lachem Trumachem. So the Pasuk at the end of Korach says, V'nachshav lachem trumachem, katagam min agorin mecham leyam min ayakib. Your truma, your levium, the truma that you take, the truma's meiser, the 10%, will be katagam min agorin, like the regular truma, mecham leyam min ayakib. So he says, v'shtei truma nakum the bear. The Pasuk, in the same Pasuk, is referring to trumot. He says, achat truma gedola. One is truma gedola, which is the regular garden variety truma that a farmer takes. V'achat truma meiser. And one is truma meiser, the 10% that the levy gives to the kohen. Shame shit truma gedola, and you tell it by Omer Rosh Shava, just like truma gedola can be done with an estimate and even with a thought, meaning I can think that the food on this side of the food, in other words, of the batch, will be truma, and the other food will not be, but I am entitled to do that. Kachtu and Meiser, and you tell it by Omer Rosh Shava. So to truma and Meiser can also be done with an estimate. That's what the Gemara is saying. So he says, let me just do a few lines and I'll pause and we'll take some questions. So Gufa, earlier we learned, Amir Bivawam Rashim and Lakish Mas Tarisho Shikim Rashibalim Shmotovlo, that Rivbausanim Rish Lakish, that Masarishon, where the lady preempted the process and he went out to the field and he got the ears with the grain on it. So Shmotovlo, so it's being called Masarishon, and that's Tevil. Tevil means it's Chayiv and Truman Meiser. He says, Shmotovlo, the Truman Meiser, my time. Amarabba Hobi Asalab Shem Meiser. Since Shem Meiser was applied to it. It's not clear what Rav is adding more than we had from the Gemara, but that's the statement in the Gemara. Okay, let me just summarize a little bit, then we'll take some questions, comes to us, and then we have to move on. So we had another idea on Yadgil Mamad Aleph, the Ika Da Amre, that by kitniot, everybody holds that taking a bundle of the beans or whatever, like the stalks and things like that, is not mechayiv in truma and ma'aser. I'd have to like process it more. So, but what do I do with the Mishnah that seems to say that I am mechayiv with it? So the Gemara says that Mishnah is not talking about regular truma. It's talking about that the levy jumped the gun, went out to the field, spoke to the farmer, said, I want my ma'aser rishon right now. The farmer gave it to him and it wasn't processed. That levy has to process it before he gives it to the kohen. That's what it's saying. And when it says that he'll estimate, what do you mean estimate? It says 10%. But the Gemara learns just like truma is can be an estimate. So to the truma's meister could be that way. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything so far? Okay, I'm going to go through now. And if we have time at the end, we'll come back to you, Robert. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. We're 10 lines down in the Gemara on your Gimel and Beis. What's up? Quickly. That's a good question. In other words, so I should be able to be mafreshed. Yeah. So the answer would be, though, again, it's a dindra banan because it's a type of tikkun. In other words, first of all, machshava is not ideal or lachatila. In other words, machshava is like when you have it. But the idea is, I'm not allowed on a rabbanan level. I'm not allowed to make a tikkun to the food, and that's a type of tikkun because now I can eat the food, so I'm not allowed to do it. Okay. Let's refer to the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says. And this Gemara we had earlier, again, if you stay with Daf Yomi, every Gemara you have again and again and again. So on the 20 lines down, Amar Shimon Lakish, Ma'aser Rishon Shekhimo B'Shibalim Patur Mitruma Gedola. Rish Lakish says, if it's Ma'aser Rishon Shekhimo B'Shibalim Patur Mitruma Gedola. If Shinema Arbor, Timmy Menu Trumana Shemas, Sermon of Ma'aser, Ma'aser Menamaser, Mark Lakam, Stroma to Gedola, Truman Ma'aser Menamaser. So he says, let's say I go with the Ma'aser Rishon, I go out to the field and I get my Ma'aser Rishon, I'm Patur from Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is the first Truma that the farmer gives. He gives 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So there, the lady says, I want my Ma'aser Rishon. So no Truma has been taken from that. So it's Patur from Truma Gedola. That is Patur from. Shinemor, Timmy Menu Truma Hashem, Ma'aser Menu Ma'aser. Pasuk says, you, Levium, will separate it from it, Truma Ma'aser, 10%. Master Minamaser Martha, only 10%, lo Truma Gedola, Truma Maaser Minamaser. You never have an obligation to take both Truma Gedola and Truma Maaser. He says, Amalei Rapapa Labaye. So Rapapa said to Abaye, Ihachi, Apilu Hituma Bekree Nami. Let's say Levi, he waits longer, he waits till it's processed in the Kree and it's piled up, but he gets there early before the farmer has taken Truma Gedola. So maybe he should also not have to give Truma Gedola. So Amalei, So we have this in Brachot, you may recall. So I have to see the same sugya is also in Erevin, and it's coming up. And we do Pesachim already. Oh, we have Pesachim also. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Amalei Reb Papa Labaye, Ihaki Pilgimu Kri. So that's the case. It should also work if Levi gets to the Kri, to the pile, before the Truma Gadol has been taken out from it. He should be exempt. Amalei, so Abai said to Reb Papa, Alecha Mar Kra, Mikol Ma'anot Nechem, Tarim Wei Kol Truma Hashem. There's a different pasuk that says, Mikol Ma'anot Nechem, from all of your gifts, Tarim a Kol Truma Hashem. You have to separate all the Truma of Hashem. So there's a riboy. So I have a mir and a riboy. So one pasuk seems to say, I just have to do Truma's Mice there, the lady. The other pasuk, I'm responsible for every Truma. So the Umara Ita, how did you figure out which is the riboy, which is the mir? Maybe the riboy is if I go out to the field, then I should have to give all the Truma. If I go in the Kree, I should just be done with it. He says, so high idgan, high low idgan. It means one is processes grain, one's not processes grain. So when it is in the pile, that's already called dagan. The process is grain. So it says reshit dagan, the first of your dagan, that makes more sense that should be the one where he's chayiv to take the trumas from it. The other is not yet been processed as grain. So if there's a ribui and a miut, it makes more sense that the miut is out in the field and the ribui is from the pile, as opposed to the other way around, because it's already called dagan. That's the chayiv to give truma from dagan. Any questions, comments, so far? That's correct. Somebody's got to give it. Somebody must give it. Correct. And if the farmer didn't do it, then Levi has to do it. Truma Gedola, right? In addition to Truma Meiser. Okay? If he goes out to the field, before it's been brought into the barn where he's piled with the goren, before it's been brought to the threshing floor and piled up, right? Then he's only Chayim and Truma Meiser. Nobody. Okay? All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. He does. Okay, now everybody good with this? Okay, now on a Doraisa level, we've discussed already, Chita Chat Poter to Kri, and one grain, Pad is all Kri, but on Drabella, 140, 150 is 160. Okay, all right, let's see, we're at the two dots on your Gimel base. Okay, so Tanana Tam, we learned the Mishnah over Masechet Maaser, so obviously this is going to deal with Maaser. Hamakalef Sorim, if a person is like removing the husk of sorim from his barley. You get grain, you got chitim, you have sorim. Up and down we're talking about chitim, now we're talking about sorim. So he's like removing the husk from the barley. Mekalif achad achad for ochel. He could do one grain at a time and eat it. In other words, that's fine. In other words, it's not chayv maaser. Vim kalaf and atan tokiado. But if he removed all the husks from a number of grains and collected it in his hand, then he's chayv in maasrot. I'm Reb Lazar in the Shabbat. Reb Lazar said, Reb Lazar is not part of the Mishnah. Reb Lazar is adding on, the same halacha would apply by Shabbos, meaning if he just removes the husk of one kernel, he doesn't violate the malacha deraisa. But if he does it from another number of kernels, then he violates the din deraisa, and that would be the din of bogur. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that true? But Rav, makafle bitu kase kase. Rav's wife would husk a lot of the kernels into whole cups on Shabbos. And Rabbi's wife would do it as well. It's not likely that they would do that if it's prohibited. He says, now the Gemara takes it that in the Havamina, that when he does one, it's like Kla'achar Yad, it's like irregular. But when he does a whole bunch, that would be the Malacha. So the Gemara says, El Yitmar Sefer Itmar. So rather, Reb Lazar made a statement. His statement was not concerning the first part of the Mishnah, which we read. It was the second part of the Mishnah, which we're about to read. The Mishnah continues on. If a person, it's the same idea. He's rubbing the grain to remove, like, the husks or whatever. So he can like blow it in the wind, you know, like from al-yad, al-yad means from, yeah. That was, wait. All yada yada is small amounts. I didn't say right. One second. Miyad liyad is from hand to hand. All yad is small amounts. So he says, so again, I'm only Lord of Shachitim and I pay all yada yad. He'll do small amounts. But if he like blew away the chaff and he put it in the tocheiko, is like in his lap, like he says, chayev. Then he's chayev take maaser from it. And concerning that, on Reb Lazar became the Shabbat. Reb Lazar says, by Shabbos, he'll be over Malacha D'Oraisa if he does it. So it comes out, the grain is more chamor than the barley. That's the way it sounds like. By the barley, he's not over the Din of Shabbos if he collects all the barley seeds, but the grain he would be. So Matkiv L'Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, the Reishon L'Master in the Shabbat Lo, so Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, yes, understand. The Reishon, which is talking about the barley, so for my ser, I'm chayiv in my ser once I do a whole bunch of them in the hand. But I'm not chayiv the malacha d'oraisa for Shabbos. For me, you mean the Shabbat lo habi gemar malacha. How is it that in terms of dinim Shabbos, it's not considered a complete malacha, a complete work to process each one, all these grains together, the barley together? So the maser habi gemar malacha, but my ser would be gemar malacha. Markiv of Sheshiv Ravidi, so Sheshiv Ravidi asks Punkla Kared. Below he's not true, but Garn on the Meiser. We see that that Gorin is like the threshing floor, but it means like when everything has been processed. But Garn on the Meiser, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Maasrot, Ezu Garn on the Meiser, what is considered the Gorin by Maasir by different vegetables, Hakishuim, the cucumbers, Vahadiluim, the pumpkins or gourds, Vishayi Paksu, when the flowers come off of them. In other words, there's like a flower on the fruit or whatever, and then it falls off. Mishalo paksu, but if flowers haven't come off, mishamid arimav. He piles them in a pile. The mela, now he's five and ma'aser. Utanan amigavi betzalin, and we learn in reference to onions, mishamid arimav. Once he piles the onions in a pile, now he's five and ma'aser. V'ilu gavi shabbat hamad arimav patur. But dinim of Shabbos, if I pile onions in a pile, it means nothing. I'm not doing any malach on Shabbos. So what are you forced to say? So in terms of the onions and the cucumbers and the diluim, it's only malachat machshevet. In other words, the artisan's task, in other words, the artisan's labor, in other words, the skilled labor that the uman does in the Mishkan, that's a malacha min haTorah. He says, and otherwise not. This is not skilled labor that would be done. So hachanami. So similarly here with the barley seeds, melechem hashevet asra Torah. So it's not considered to be melechem hashevet if he just does if he puts it tocheicho, if he collects the barley seed in his lap, that's not considered melechem hashevet. All right. Let me just wrap up the Gemara to the Mishnah, and then we'll take some more questions. And I'll come back to you, Robert. Okay. So now, if you remember, on the beginning of the daf on Yubayz Amud Beis, we said that the person could be molel melilo near Shabbat, and the next day he'll like blow them, get the chaff out of it, and then we said on Yontiv you're leaving that to do it on Yontiv, and then so the Gemara says Ketzad molel, how are you molel? So molel was the grain. Molel is the wheat. So molel is the grain. So the ketzad molel, abayi mishpeid Rav Yosef amar achada achada. So by the name of Rav Yosef says, in other words, you take like your index finger, you'll take the grain in between it, and you'll rub it with your thumb using one hand. It was kala achar yad. It's not the normal way you would do it, but you'll do with one hand, you'll take the grain between those two fingers, and you'll roll it and get rid of the husk. So that's permissible on Yantub, we said. Rav Yosef says it means one finger with two fingers. So I'll take, let's say, my index finger and my middle finger, and I'll roll the grain like that. It'll be permissible. Rav Amar, Kimid the Mishani. Rav says, since I'm making a shinui, I want to do Kilakar Yad. Kilakar Yad means it's less of a malacha. So Kimid the Mishani, since I'm making a shinui, Afilu Chara Akulunami. So I could even use all my fingers as long as I'm only using one hand. Okay, that's that. Then Ketzad Menapeach. Then we said that on Yontiv, he's also allowed to be Menapeach, like to blow it in the wind. He wants to get rid of the chaff. How do you do that? Amar Vada Bar Ava, Amar Rav, Menapeach, on the top line of Yadel Menalef, Mikitrei Etzbo Tavu Lamala. He'll like put the grains on his fingers, not on the palm of his hand, but the grains will be on where the fingers are, and he'll wave it in the air, apparently. Menapeach. He says, blow on it. Okay, blow on it. He says, Mechachu Lava Marava. They laughed at him in Eretz Yisrael for that at Hezber. Came at the Mishani, Yatil Bakul Yadanami. since he's doing a shinui, and the shinui would be just, the, I guess, use one hand to blow it, he says, so then he could use the whole hand for it. What? Where does it say back of the hand? Who says back of the hand? No. Where's your reading this? No. That just. That's the earlier line. He's just saying, use the fingers from the knuckles outward. That's what he's saying, not the back of the hand. Okay, so you can't add words, so you're going to throw everything off. Okay, then b'chakul laba marava, he laughed at him in his skull, came into Mishani, since he's making shinui, I feel the cool yadanami. Then even if he uses the whole hand, it's no that bad. Ela amar blazar minapeh b'yidawachad b'chol koko. He can use one hand, and he'll, like, I don't know, throw the grains in a way that the chaff will throw it off, or he'll wave his hand in the wind so that the chaff will come off it. Let me just see how he says it here. 1 second. Wait. What he says here, he may hold the mixture in one hand and wave it up and down to blow away the chaff. That's what he says. But he may not do so using two hands, i.e. cup his two hands together and wave them. Doing so would constitute an ubda dechol. Okay. Now, all right. So now that's the daf. Now let me get to Robert. I feel bad because I cut him off earlier, but what did you want to ask earlier? Again, no, there's mitzvahs such lulius ba'aretz. Some mitzvahs are dependent on Eretz Yisrael. So Truman Meister is only mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Yeah, and so, but it does have application for us. I'll tell you. But first of all, in other words, so in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut, I think, takes care of taking Trumas Maser from food that's sold in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I don't know, you know, at least a number of years ago when food would be brought from Eretz Yisrael, so I know previously the Trumas Masers were not taken from the food. Were taken, yeah. I don't know if anything has changed, but like they used to, like, let's say you have Jaffa oranges and other things from Eretz Yisrael, at least years ago, they would not take Trumas Masas from it. So if a person would buy it, you'd have to make sure to. Yes, so there's no, we can't give it to a Kohen today to eat the Truma. We're all Tameim, and it's Truma Tameim. Truma Tameim has to be burned. So they take a small amount of the food. They don't take 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. They take a small amount of the food. And then, and they say, you know, this part is the truma. Then you have to take, and they'll say, and then I'm poda it on with this money. I redeem it with this money. And then the money they throw like the Yamamelech, this place where it's destroyed. But the thing is, you don't want to eat food which is chayav and trumas and masros, and it hasn't been taken care of. So I have to look and see what the status is today. But years ago, they would not take trumas and masros from food that was exported from Israel. They would only take care of it from the food in Eretz Israel. All right. Any other questions, comments? That's what we did. What's up? So the Gemara learns that Eivar Yarden is part of Eretz Israel, right? Even today, if you would grow something in Eivar Yarden, even on the east bank of the Jordan, yeah, I think it would have a den in Eretz Israel. Okay, fine. Okay, that's it for tonight. Okay, good seeing everybody. I'll see you all tomorrow night. Let me just end the recording.